Today, I'm going to discuss for the first time in detail the concept of Tzuras HaPesach. We know that the, what we call an Erev today, is not an accurate term. We mean the Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach is the Kana Mikan, the Kana Mikan, the Kana El Gabayim, which we call the Erev. The two lechis and the wire on top. That's called the Tzuras HaPesach. And there are many halachas regarding the physical makeup of the Tzuras HaPesach. And we'll get to those as a show. You know, what if it's, the poles are not straight? What if there's a slag in the rope? You know, all these technicalities of Tzuras HaPesach. And that will come sometime down the road, as it should. But today, I'd like to discuss the tokef of the Tzuras HaPesach. In other words, certain klolim regarding Tzuras HaPesach. So the Gemara in Erevin, and Yud Aleph on the days, says, Tana Tzuras HaPesach Sha'omru, Kana mikan, v'kana mikan, v'kana al gabeim. That the definition of a Tzuras HaPesach is kana mikan, v'kana mikan, v'kana al gabeim, meaning two vertical poles and a horizontal one on top, which we normally use two poles and some type of string on top. Now, the question at hand. We discussed in the past the famous suffix of the Prima Gaudin on page 5. That the Prima Gaudin was the suffix on page 5. Darshanim super Tzuras HaPesach, you have a mechitza d'var Torah. Whereas, what's the din if I would put a Tzuras HaPesach in my backyard that has no walls, or my front lawn? That has no walls. So my front lawn, say in a community there's no Erev, my front lawn is a karmus. It's not a Rishus HaYochid because there's no walls. It's not a Rishus HaRabin because traffic doesn't go through my front lawn. So it's a karmus. So what if I would put up a Tzuras HaPesach in my front lawn, four poles, and make a square out of four poles, and then I would stand in the Rishus HaRabin and throw a ball into the confines of the Tzuras HaPesach. Would that be chayiv skilo or not? So does the Tzuras HaPesach have a koach on a daraisa level or not? Or maybe it only works on a derabbana level. But the Tzuras HaPesach doesn't have any strength on a daraisa level. That was the suffix of the Prima Gaudin. Dachan im super Tzuras HaPesach, he have a mechitza d'var Torah v'lechai hazor v'socho v'nats dalet kundesim alem Tzuras HaPesach as Tzuras HaPesach mahani v'hatve karmelis u'pirtzi yosem me'esa. The Ben HaTorah have a mechitza, right? This is the Prima Gaudin that we quoted before, that halatzah, that it only works for the Rabbanans. So if you would put four kundesim, four Tzuras HaPesach in your front lawn, so it won't become a Rishus HaYochid, it'll just be a karmelis. And it can work for a Pirtzi Yeser Mieser, because this is what the Prima Gaudin is stating his opinion, that a Pirtzi Yeser Mieser is only a din derabbanan. Or not. And he wants to bring a raya that it doesn't really work for sukkah, so it could be it only works on a derabbanan level. Sarachin. So that's what he seems to be noting. That the Tzuras HaPesach only works on the Derabbanan level. So the whole idea of Tzuras HaPesach, so according to this Prima Gadim, as I believe Rav Shechter pointed out, that it's obvious to understand why Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work in the Rishus HaRabim. Because the Rishus HaRabim is a real Din Daraisa of Rishus HaRabim. And if Tzuras HaPesach only works Midrabbanan, So it's not going to accomplish it. The Rishus HaRabim will remain the Rishus HaRabim Midaraisa. The Tzuras HaPesach is not going to change it. But that's not the Pashtus. Now there's a very strong kasha you could ask on this Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim was saying maybe Tzuras HaPesach is only when you have a Derabbanan issue. In other words, you want to carry in your backyard, so carrying in your backyard is a carmelis. So now you want to be matir the carmelis, so you put up a Tzuras HaPesach, and now you can carry. But that doesn't mean it became a Rishus HaYochid Min HaTorah. In other words, we matir the carmelis. We matir the carmelis, meaning the carmelis is a derabbanan, and now we put the four Tzuras HaPesachs up, so now we matter. But now you can carry in this carmelis because it has mechitzas. Right, you can carry it. But if somebody would be zorach l'socho, as we said in the first day of Shir, the fact that you could carry in something or can't carry in something is a separate halacha from whether you can be zorach l'socho chayiv or not. Right? There was still, if you're Zorach, in other words, like we said, the Rambam sheet is, if you have three mechitzas and a korah, you can carry inside, right? Because it's still a carmelis with a heter tiltel, because there's a korah. But if you would throw inside from the Rishus HaRabim, the Rambam says you're not chayim, because it's not a Rishus HaYachid. So the same thing. If I put a four, if I want to carry in my backyard doesn't have any mechitzas, so the Prima Gadim says, what's chak? So you can put up four Tzuras HaPesachs from the four corners of your backyard and carry. So what's the pshat in that heter? Is the pshat in the heter because it becomes now a Rishus HaYochid Midaraisa? Or is the pshat in the heter that, no, it's still a carmelis, but now you have a heter tiltel because you did a tikkun on the carmelis. Now you have a carmelis, but Midaraisa, it didn't become a Rishus HaYochid. And that's his suffix. And he's mitzadeh to say that maybe it's not a Rishus HaYochid, right? He's mesupuk. He's mesupuk in that point. And therefore, it'll come out that a carmelis only works on a makom, only works rather Tzuras HaPesach is only a drabbanon invention, so to speak. But it's not a derais invention. Now, what's the problem with that? So Malvim, right. So, but you have, but again, Tikkun Tzuras HaPesach.
Wouldn't the Malvim put on the Tzuras HaPesach and turn it into a Rishus
HaRabim? I mean, if you don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, we don't have to think about that. It's a good point. But let me. So the basic question that one could ask on this whole notion is the following. There is a Gemara. On page 3, Erevin Yudalef Abraham. Take a look at Erevin Yudalef Abraham. So the Gemara says the following. That we know there's a halacha, there's an issur in the Torah of Kelayim, that you can't plant two seeds of two different species next to each other. So you have two different plants. You have a tomato plant and a carrot plant, and you want to plant them next to each other, so you can't. Right, so you have to be marking a certain amount of space between the two plants. However, if you put up a wall between the two plants, so then the wall is mafsik. The wall is mafsik. What if you don't put up a wall between the two plants? You put up a tzuras hapesa between the two plants. You have your tomatoes on one side, you have your carrots on the other side, and you didn't be marchik the requisite amount, you were not, but you put up a tzuras hapesa dividing the two areas. You put up a tzuras hapesa dividing the two areas. So, the Gemara says in Ervin Yur Aleph Amar Aleph that it matters for Kalayim. Take a look. Massive Adam Echad in Peter Vers Korn is not down to the day for Abdul Nasr. So, other Muslims are Zoro Lay, but Massive Echad in Peter Vers Korn is not down to the day for Abdul Nasr. In other words, he put up a Tzuras HaPesach and they were matter him in Kalayim. So, Kalayim, Lachor, is a Dindar Isa. And Apple Peking, the Tzuras HaPesach works. So don't you see that Tzuras HaPesach is not just a Rabbanan invention, but as a Tokef Midaraisa. So then we'll have to understand how the Tokef Midaraisa, so how come it doesn't work in the Rishus HaRabim, that we'll have to explain in a future shiur. But you see from here that it has a Tokef Midaraisa. So there are two ways to deal with this problem. Either to say, therefore, that the suffix of the Prima Gadim is not true, and it's clearly a Din D'Oraisa, and if you put four Tzuras HaPesachs up on your front lawn, and if you would be Zorach L'Socho from Rishus HaRabim, you would be Chayev Skiva Midaraisa, because it isn't in Daraisa. But if you want to stand up to the other side of the Prima Gadim, that Tzuras HaPesach is only Drabanan, so how come it works by Kalayim? So there's a famous piece, and Rav Shechter always quotes this piece in Rav Chaim, and Rav Shechter explains it.
What's the second
name? I didn't say it. Take a look in the Chaim on page 12. So, but we're not ready to learn to get to see this Rav Chaim yet. So just look at it. We will. Rav Chaim is mechalek, the way Rav Shechter explains it, when between a mechitza hamafsekes versus another type of mechitza. Meaning, if all you need is to create a hefsek between two different things, a tzuras hapesach has that ability midaraisa l'kulei alma. But the way Rav Shechter coins it, you know, you have to see Rav Chaim might say it a little differently, but if your goal is to enclose an area, you see, by Kalayim, we're not trying to enclose an area, we're just trying to be mafsig between this part of the field and the other part of the field. So that, you can take your Tzuras HaPesach and you can be mafsig. And it'll work midaraisa. But If you don't want to be mafsik, but you want to do something more than just being mafsik, you want to. So then maybe that koach only. In other words, you want to make a reshus out of it. So maybe that doesn't work. Midaraisa only be drabon, right? So that you could say if you want to, or you could just say that the whole thing is not true.
Okay.
So Kirsch is asking Mamansha. If it's mafsik, it means it's a wall. If it's a wall, it should be able to be makif. What's this business, right? Okay, so give me 40 minutes and you'll have an answer to that question. Okay? What? Well, who's quoting? Yeah. For pizza for what? No. Tzuras HaPesach can't work for a pizza between men and women, because the mechitza between men and women has nothing to do with the word mechitza. So that's not a halachic mechitza. Tzuras HaPesach, between men and women, it's just that they shouldn't. There's a machlokas for Moshe and Satmar Rebbe. What's the point of a mechitza in shul? Is it that you shouldn't see each other? Or is it so there should be, they shouldn't intermingle? So either of those reasons won't be fulfilled with the Tzuras HaPesach. So, and 50 other reasons why not either, but it's not, it doesn't work. Oh.
For a
I mean, you're trying to answer Rav Yonah Kirsch's kasha. That maybe there was what's from the Rav Chaim, that it's a mafsik, it's like a, I think it's like a hectare, maybe that's good enough.
And that goes back to
Rambam
about
the caramelist
and
the children. Yeah. Okay, we'll see. I hear what you're saying. Okay, let me get now to the following. I'd like to discuss today the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam has a unique Shita in Hilchos Tzuras HaPesach. In other words, the Rambam holds, say in your local camp, Camp Morashah, whatever camp you, so what does your local camp do? Most camps don't have any walls, so they put wires around the whole camp. So the whole camp is enclosed with Tzuras HaPesachs, right? Because there's no, it's not trying that you have a wall and the wall was broken and now you're fixing it up with the Tzuras HaPesach, but you don't have anything. You have zilch, gorgeous, ephes. And now, Yesh Me'ayin, you're putting up, you're making a wall. It reminds me of the story that many years ago I was in camp. I was working on the Erev on Friday in the Morashah Polo. And the cleaning lady, the non-Jewish cleaning lady, was watching what we were doing, and she was very perplexed that we were putting up wires, and she couldn't understand what we were doing. So I tried to explain to her that on Saturday we don't carry outdoors, but indoors we do carry. So I said, we're making the outdoors into indoors. So the next week we come back, and we're working on it again, and there she was again a week later. She said, you know, I was thinking about what you were telling me. She says, who do you think you are? You're God, that you can make outdoors, indoors? You know, so what is it, how does it work? So the simple shot, Tzuras HaPesach is like a wall. Right? That's the simple shot in the Tzuras HaPesach. The Tzuras HaPesach is like a mechitza. And therefore, just like Yerushalayim say, just like you have a walled city, so it becomes a Rishus HaYakid if there's no traffic going through. So basically, that's what we have created in our local camp. We created a wall around the area, and since the area is only a Carmelist, camp is only a Carmelist, it's just a rabbim according to any standards. It's not, the roads are not the Zainama, there's no Shishin Riba, whatever, we'll learn the standards of a Rosh Hashanah Mar. So that's what it works over here. So the Rambam Shita is that's no, not true. That if you would like to take an area, your bungalow colony that has no walls, and you want to put Tzuras HaPesach around the whole thing, it's not kosher. It's not a kosher area. because the Tzuras HaPesach does not have the ability to take a wall, an area that has no walls, and provide the whole structure of a wall. The Rambam sheet, as we'll see shortly, is if you have a wall that's basically there, and there's a breach in the wall, and say, what's the halacha of breach in a wall? You need all the grubala parts, right? But if it's a pirtz yesem yeser, then what? Then it's no good. The pirtz yesem yeser, therefore it's no good. So now, you could fix that pirtz yesem yeser by putting a tzuras HaPesach in the breach. And that will patch up the breach. But if you have no wall there, and you want to create a wall, you can't just put up a Tzuras HaPesach. That doesn't work. Meaning the way we normally assume that it does work, when we make a camp Erev or a community Erev or whatever the case may be, it works based on the whole thing is Tzuras HaPesach. There's no walls there. What? First Rubal HaOmeid. Pashtus not, we'll see. Pashtus not. In other words, if you have already Omid Merubah LaParetz, and now you just have a Pirtz Yesem Yesa, then that'll work. But if you have nothing, for sure not. You're asking me, what's the din? At least you have Chach, a little bit of a wall. Will that work? So we're going to see that in this momentarily. Yeah.
How many?
Yeah, so we'll see.
So he holds the Rabbanan Rambam?
Oh, so we'll see. So let's see this Rambam inside on page 9. It says the Rambam, Parak Tazayin, it's easy to remember where it is. Parak Tazayin, Halacha Tazayin. 1660. Very convenient. Kol mechitza sheyesh ba poritz meruba al haomed ena mechitza. Im haya poritz haomed harezu muteris. That's what we said before. 50-50 is also good. Uvelvad shelo yeh meosan ha pirtzos pirtzos sheyeser al eser hamus. Right, if it's yeser meyeser, it's no good. Aval Eser Amos is good. Harein kepesach. Im haya lepirtzu zu tzuras haPesach, aval picha yesh ba yosef mi eser edem mapsedes haMechitza. Vuhu shelo yehe haparetz meruba haOmed. So the pashut pshat of the Rambam is that if you have parts meruba haOmed, it's not going to work. Parts almost beferish. It's not mamish beferish. Right? The only time a Tzuras HaPesach works is if the basic wall is there. It's just you have a Pirtz Yeser Meyeser. You have a Pirtz Yeser Meyeser. So then you could misakin the Pirtz Yeser Meyeser by having a Tzuras HaPesach. But if you don't have any walls, like you're starting fresh in camp, no walls there, nothing. And now you want to build your Erev by putting up poles from one tree to another tree to another tree, and then putting up wires all around and closing the area, no good. That does not work at all according to the Rambam, and that is totally possible. You accomplish nothing. So according to the Rambam, the regular camp Erev that you have is meaningless. It's a meaningless thing. Right. We'll see in a second, but yeah, Pasha, yeah. Yeah.
According to the Rambam, how with an existing wall that you're just preparing a breach, how big would that wall have to be in order to
put the Tzuras HaPesach? So Pasha Rambam says it has to be all the Merubah LaParetz. That has to be more wall than gap. In other words, that in that direction, there has to be more wall than gap. And then, well, we hold 50-50 is also good. has to be a real wall, and then you could be mashlim with if there are breaches. So if the breaches are less than Esther, then you don't have to be mashlim with anything. That it's good without anything. But if the breaches are yes and yes, sir, so then you have to go ahead and put up with Surah Sapesa. But if the Rambam says, but if it's Paris Merubal Amud, which obviously if there's no walls there, that's Elucha Paris Merubal Amud Gadol Mizeh. That's cool Paris. Right? Then of course it doesn't work. That's the famous sheet of the Rambam. And we'll clarify even more in a second. Oh. So Reb Chaim really is the Reb Chaim that we said before is really coming to explain this Rambam. In other words, he says, well, so what's the pshat of Tzuras HaPesach according to the Rambam? He says, on one hand, we see that Tzuras HaPesach works for Kalayim. Now, when it works for Kalayim, what's the case of Kalayim? It's only a Tzuras HaPesach. Because you have Kalayim here. Yeah, you have one vegetable here, you want to be mafsik. So if you put a wall up, that's mafsik. This becomes a wall. So if it's a wall for Kalayim, so how come over here we say it's not a wall? Because if it's a wall, then it should work even Yesh Me'ayim. So this Reb Chaim says the following, that the Rambam sheet is, and this we'll see inside, that a Tzuras HaPesach for Kalayim is not the same din as a Tzuras HaPesach for Shabbos. For Kelayim, you just need a hefsek. So Tzuras HaPesach makes a hefsek. But it's not a mechitza. It's only a hefsek. So when it comes to Shabbos, you need a real mechitza. It's not just to have hefsek. So that it's not. But if you already have a real mechitza, because you have omen room while aparetz, it's just there's a break in the continuity, and you want to patch up the break in continuity, so that a Tzuras HaPesach could do. So Mimela, the Rambam holds Lechora on a Daraisa level of Tzuras HaPesach has the koach to be a mafsik and there's a koach to be a machaber, but it's not a mechitza b'fnei. And therefore, if you're in your local camp, there's no walls there, and now you want to build the quote camp Erev, so it doesn't work. It doesn't work because you want to build, it's not a mechitza. Tzuras HaPesach can only take two parts of a mechitza that are discontinuous, but lost their continuity, and bridge the gap and patch it up, and that's what it could do. And nothing else. Okay? Let's see that inside for a second. Page 12. Nira the Dasa Rambam me. Tavagav Tzuras HaPesach di mechitza bo. Umoelis lahapsik ulahaptir bekalayim. Mikol mokav eina mashlema shir mechitza. Whereas if you need a certain shir mechitza, it's not a mechitza. Hecha to be in etzem ha-mechitzas, whenever you need mechitzas, meaning it's not just the hefsek, you need the mechitzas themselves, Vomahani Tzuras HaPesach. While the Indian Sukkah, who's ever forced by Sukkah, the Trichanami Tzuras HaPesach. Whereas by Sukkah, Tzuras HaPesach works, according to one opinion in the Gemara, if you have Shnei Mechitzas and Shlishi Safil Tefach, so that Tefach also needs a Tzuras HaPesach also, to Mechaber it to the rest of the Sukkah. So then, you have a din of Tzuras HaPesach. Because Shadim Kei Lamelon passed down Lahashkan din Mechitzah, because Lova Tainful and Tzuras HaPesach Vasa din Mechitzah, but to make the original two walls of your sukkah, you can't use a Tzuras HaPesach. Once you have two walls and you have the tefach, that's all you need. Now there's a certain din that you have to, the tefach has to relate to the other two walls. You can use a Tzuras HaPesach to attach it to the pre-existing. Shani b'zed in tzuras ha'pesach to be loved, they did omer b'ol ha'paretz. Loved omer b'ol ha'paretz, that's mechitza mamish. Loved is a mechitza mamish. Omer b'ol ha'paretz is a mechitza mamish. But tzuras ha'pesach, avol gav the din mechitza ba, because mokem einim b'tzah reference l'ashino shir ha'mechitzas. Al kem tzvi le ram b'duhu ha'din gav b'shur su'yach ha'b'shabes, b'ne davke etzem ha'mechitzas. You need mechitzas mamish to make a reshus su'yach. If you need mechitzas mamish to make a reshus su'yach, a tzuras ha'pesach is not mechitzas. Mamela ain't tzuras ha'pesach moral is it. But if you have Omid Brumbala Parats, so then you have a Mechitza there. It's just that yet that there's a breach in the Mechitza, there's a lack of continuity in the Mechitza, so then you could put a Tzuras HaPesach up and take care of the gap. And that's the Rambam Shita. So according to the Rambam, all the Erevin that are made in the camps are all so good. That's what Rav Shachter once said years ago, right? That theoretically, if you fix up the Manhattan Erev, it could be better than the Erev in the bungalow colony. Why? Because Manhattan has all the Merubal parts, right? So now it just has breaches by the piers or something like that.
It says, well, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, 1 second.
What is the
right? But Masha Ain came by your bungalow colony, you don't have anything. Now Rav Shachter said to me once, and this I'm a fact-pick a little bit with, and that is he wanted to say that Pasha Chan the Rambam, you see from here that the Rambam holds that Pirsa Yasim Yasser is only a din derabanan. By the fact that it only works for a Pirtzi Yasim Yasser. But Lachora, even because the Rambam says it's then even by a Carmelis. Even by a Carmelis, which the whole issue is only the Rabbanan, and Apal Pike and the Rambam would say that it doesn't work. So Lachora, the din that it works over here by a Pirtzi Yasim Yasser is not because it's Lachora, it's not because it's the Rabbanan. It could be a Daraisa, like the Mishkanes Yaakov says. But it's because how the lumdus of what a Tzuras HaPesach is. That a Tzuras HaPesach is not a mechitza b'fnei atzma. It's just a mechaber. For Kalayim, it has a koach hamafsik, and it could be mafsik. But in other areas, it has a koach hamechaber, but it doesn't have a koach of a mechitza b'fnei atzma. So l'chora, it shouldn't matter. From this Rambam, is not. I don't think indicates necessarily that a pritzi yesem yeser is only a din. The Rabbanan. Even a Pirtzi Yasim Yasser with a Din Daraisa, the Rambam would still say that it's only by a Pirtzi Yasim Yasser. Because
didn't accept the oneness of the time, he
was just saying it once. We were walking to his house for a Friday night meal, and in the street he just said over this thing.
Once you say like a time, it's not multiplied.
Right.
So what about the case that I mentioned?
One second. Okay. Now, you have to realize a couple of more things within the Shita Saramba. And that is the following. The Rambam says the Farish. And I didn't direct this Rambam, but the Magen Mishnah quotes it. It's in Perek Yud Zayin in Hilchos Shabbos. We'll see it's the Bez Hashem in the future packets. The Rambam writes Beferish, and the Magen Mishnah is Meir this as well, that if you have two parallel walls, and now you want to... Two parallel walls is no good, right? If you have two... The piece of Timurus, you have two parallel... You have two parallel walls, and now you want to make a Tzuras HaPesach for wall 3 and wall 4, so that the Rambam writes for Farish in Perek Yud Zayin that's good. In other words, even though in those Ruchos on the north and the south, there's no wall there, but it's also part of the Rambam Shita. In other words, once you have the two walls, so basically You have some type of structure. Now you want to mechaber the area, so Tzuras HaPesach works for that also. That's Beferish in the Rambam. Right? So in other words, once you have those two walls running parallel to each other, then you could put a Tzuras HaPesach in the north, one wall is going, you know, on the east side, one is on the west side, now you want to, but it's not, it's Paritz on the north and the south. So you can put a Tzuras HaPesach in the north and the south, even according to the Rambam. Even though there's nothing there in the north, and there's nothing there in the south. But that's considered being Mashu in the structure. Masha Ein Kein, if there's nothing there, like in your regular Erev in your camp, where there's nothing there, then the Rambam would say that's no good. It works in fine according to Reb Chaim, because in other words, what Reb Chaim is saying is that it's, in other words, you need some type of structure already, and then it could mashlim the structure.
You don't have to toy for it to say yeah. I'm just pointing out that it's. But here the source of us is making a machitzas, no? Being mashlim machitzas, no?
Right, but that's called being mashlim. That's called being mashlim. I mean, he's saying, well, also, what Yechiel says, that maybe it wouldn't be necessarily Rosh Hashanah, maybe it would.
That's what he said. When he brings that case of the long list, I think he formulates like that.
Yeah. But you should take a look in the first in the Magen Mishnah, page 9, second arrow. The Dach, the Ach, the Dach, the Rabbeinu, Yech, the Shosh, the Fesim, the Oil, Field, the Parts, the Ruba, the Omet, the Gon, the Ruch, Shlishis. The Mavur, Perf, Yud, Zayin, the Din, Hech, Shem, Mavur, Hem, Foolish. Right, by Mavur and Foolish, so the Rambam writes, you can put it by Mavur and Foolish, you can put a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, and a Lechi and Torah on the other side, and you have to check, does the Rambam write if it's Zorach L'Socho, what would be the din, if you had take two Tzuras HaPesachs on there. One second. So that's another important point within the Rambam, that the Rambam's Modeh, In the case of Rambam's Modeh, when there are two parallel walls, that you can use the Tzuras HaPesach for the wall 3 and wall 4. And then the Magen Mishnah wants to say another thing. The first arrow says the Magen Mishnah, "Vepirtze Eser v'yesh mo Tzuras HaPesach." Efshar huzal yodesh afil parts ruba la omid kasher. So this, he wants to say, and this I don't think works well with Reb Chaim, and the Mishkan of Yaakov says it's wrong. He wants to say that if you have parts ruba la omid, and there's a pirza of eser, not yesem yeser, that also will, according to the Rambam, it'll work. That's why when you ask me, Rabbi Kolinsky, by parts ruba la omid, when it works, so the Magen Mishnah holds that if the parts ruba la omid and the pirtz is only eser, it would work. But the Mishkan of Yaakov says it's wrong. And I like the Mishkan of Yaakov in this one. Take a look. We have the Mishkan of Yaakov in the packet here. What page? Is the Mishkan of Yaakov? Page 19. And that's the Lundus. Because if you have Poros Ruba and Omid, you don't have the, you know, it works good. Mishkan of Yaakov is working with Reb Chaim's Lumbus. That if you have Poros Ruba and Omid, you don't have a Mechitza. So who cares that the Pierce is only Esser? If you have Poros Ruba and Omid, that means you're trying to create a Mechitza. And the word is it can't create a Mechitza. So since it can't create a Mechitza, it's not gonna work. So the only Pashtus is, the only time the Rambam would say it works is in the case where you have a Omid Rubala parts and a, but you still had a Pirtz Yesem Yeser, so now you put it to a Sephesa.
I'm just
Right, that's the first thing we learned.
So why is this actually this contradiction? I'm sure it's a Pesach is two lappies in a car. I forget what's a lappie.
No, but the lappie only works once you already have three wolves. And the lappie works to be the fourth wolf.
So lappie is from the pizza, right?
Yeah, lacking mishum chitza. If you already have three walls, it'll create that fourth wall.
Why does the lacking work to create a wall when you already have three walls and not just two walls?
Because a lacking is such a shvach a mechitza, will only count it as a mechitza in the fourth wall. Or else it doesn't make sense. You'll just put four pegs, four poles in the ground. Oh, I have four walls.
But we have that case in
our mind. No, we don't.
Yeah,
the Yumdin, that's a special din of the Yumdin.
So we do have that case.
No, but not that. It has to be dafka, you know, in this configuration. Lachi only has to be a mashu, 10 fucking high and a mashu thick. Lachi Bishum Chitz is only in the fourth. Because he's saying that there was a case in the Rambam of Omer Ruba was yes and yes. So he says if it would have been not yes, he thinks even far from Ruba. Okay. Now,
is it part of the Magen Mishnah by definition holds that when, according to the Rambam, if you have towards a Pesach of Eser, then it's got a different. It undoes the Paretz Meruba, right? Right? The case was you have Paretz Meruba, but you have towards a Pesach, which is 10. Is that what he's saying?
Right. So that wouldn't be part of the Merubah.
I'm saying, so that would two way it's like a real
right.
The
Pesach, obviously the Magen Mishnah is not learning like Reb Chaim.
Again, but I'm saying it could be that with Yeser there he holds our Shtickle Torah, but within it could be that in Eser, meaning there's some type of
yeah, but Mamashach, what's its Koyach?
I'll tell you smart. Pen is
yeah, okay.
Gemara says in the beginning, right? What's the share of the Pesach?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Tikra
is only a tikra.
You have to be walls. You still have to be like a sheep on a head.
You have to have. We have machlok is whether two walls or three walls. That was one opinion. That was the Rambam's opinion, and then we had Rabbeinu Tam's opinion that even two walls.
Okay, so according to Rambam, the three walls be quiet. What would be quiet before?
Nothing. The tikra goes down and makes the fourth wall.
So why are we here? So in this case, why are we only two walls?
Those are two different halachas. One is the din of peak tikra, and one is the din of how it's supposed to pass that
work. But over there, what did Rabban hold? We got peak tikra in September. What
do
we
include?
Commonly? What kind of area?
Whatever area we're
talking about. Minical level area or right?
Any area. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah, this Rambam is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, you should know. Take a look in the Mechaber on page 16. The Mechaber quotes two opinions. The Mechaber says in Shin Tamach Bei Sif Yud, "He must observe a Pesach filo l'pirtzi yesem miyesem muta, but filo noatz al adal kundesim barba bruchos." Even if you put four pegs and made a square, and you made a Tzuras HaPesach, it's mutter. So it was the first day in the Mechaber is what we do in our bungalows, in our camps, that the whole thing is made out of Tzuras HaPesach. So that's the first day of the Mechaber. That's good. Yes. Then he writes, the Hemshech Dvarov on page 17, Ula HaRambam ain't Tzuras HaPesach Moa L'Pirtzi Yosemi as Elokin Omid Rubal Aparats. But the Rambam holds that Tzuras HaPesach will not be moil for Pirtza Yasa Miyasa unless it's Omid Merubah Parts. So one could say maybe the Pashat Shad and the Lashon, I mean, the Chaim is a nice lumnus, but you have to check the Pashat Shad and the Lashon when the Rambam's saying, you know, maybe the Magen Mishnah is more Pashat than Rav Chaim. You have to think about that. Which fits in better in the Lashon? Right. In other words, if the Lashon is that Tzuras HaPesach for Yosef Miesa only works if Omer Merubah, so maybe you could have that deal that if it's not Yosef Miesa, it could work even part of Merubah. And then you have to say some other pshat in what pshat in the Rambam. Does the Rambam just hold that Tzuras HaPesach is the Din Pesach? So if the Din Pesach is only up to Esser. Or the other pshat, in other words, you could, you don't have to say like Reb Chaim. You could say the pshat in the Rambam is that the Tzuras HaPesach, at least for the other walls, the Tzuras HaPesach is within Pesach, so the Mele Pesach is not Yosef Miesa. We'll see in a second. So the Mishnah Brura writes in Sivkot Nud Pes, the Nochel Lochush L'Divrei Rambam. He says it's proper to be choshesh for the Das HaRambam. Shev gam Das HaSmag v'Smag Kukain. So some people are choshesh for the Das HaRambam, and then they won't carry in even an Erev that could be a great Erev, meaning in terms of that there's no chashash of Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, like in your local camp, your local bungalow colony, there's no chashash of Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, but still it won't be good according to the Shitas HaRambam. And the Mishnah Berurah says Nochel Lochush, even though at some point down the Minhag HaOlam is not to be Choshish for the Rambam, but the Mishnah Berurah says Nochel Lochush, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes on page 18, he quotes this whole thing, and the last line of Halacha Yutes, he says, "V'tov lochush l'divrayim." It's tov lochush for the opinion of the Rambam. Aval pisha ikar k'svar rishona. Even though the ikar is like the svar rishona, it's like the first opinion that it works as a mechitza gemura in Galad Ruchus. So it's because of this Shulchan Aruch HaRav that the minhag Chabad they won't use Erevin, and Svardim also. Many Svardim also won't use Erevin. Because even if it's not a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, because if they follow the Sheet, Svardim like follow the Sheet of the Rambam, and Chabad people follow the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, even though Shulchan Aruch HaRav says the Iker is like Svar Rishona, but he still says Tov Lochush L'Divrayim. So since he says Tov Lochush L'Divrayim, so then all the Erevin go out the window, because most of the Erevin are all Tzuras HaPesach all over, unless you have a situation where you have an Omid Ruva. And there are certain places where, when I was just in Ramat Beit Shemesh, so I saw Rabbi Rafael Willard, so he said that the Erev in Ramat Beit Shemesh is a Rambam Erev, that they have Omid Ruva apart, and therefore the Tzuras HaPesach are just used for the Pirtz as Yes and Yes. So the mail is it's an Omid Ruva Erev.
You're also
known
with the wall.
You don't see anything. You don't see either one. Oh. Now, question that we still have to raise in the Rambam. So this is a chumrah that some people take upon themselves. But to me, if you want to be machmir, it's more mustaber to be machmir in situations where it's a kashash of a deraisa. So if you have your bungalow colony And so you are choshesh for the Rambam, so that's a chashash of the Rabbanan. But if you have an area that potentially has streets that are Tezayin Amma, so that's a chashash daraisa. So all the community areas are all chashashos daraisa. We'll get to that in the future shiur. So to me, if one wants to take upon a chumrah, you know, the hierarchy of taking on a chumrah would be to be choshesh not to carry in the areas where there's a chashash daraisa. The Rambam's Kiddush is even in the Carmelis, so that's an extra chumrah. So that chumrah comes afterwards. You know, because even if the Rambam is right, if you're carrying in a bungalow, so even if the Rambam is right, so you're over in the Rabbanan, not carrying in a Carmelis. Right, but if, but, you know, so that's what I'm. And then the person has to decide. I mean, we didn't get to the issues of the Jus Arab and the Rice yet. But, okay. Now, the question with the Rambam is it seems to be against the Beferish Gemara. Where's the Gemara? The Gemara is on page 3 of Erevin Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Ravin. By Rav Adam or Rav Yitzchak, Maaseh ba'odem echad v'bikas beis kordon, shenoat danul kundesim ba'arba pinas hasadeh. He took 4 kundesim and he put it in the 4 corners of the field. Umosach zmor aleim, and he put a branch on top of them. Uba maaseh l'fnei chachamim v'itiru lo in kelayim. V'amar ish lokish, kederach she'itiru lo in kelayim. So, I'll be pashtus in this Gemara. A person took 4 poles of the 4 corners of the field, and he made 4 tzuras ha-pesachs. And they were matir for kelayim. In other words, if there would be kelayim on the other side of the, if there would be one species in the middle of the field, and then 4 different species on the other. So now you had 4 tzuras ha-pesachs to block off from each respective. Each respective vegetable. So the lion is taken care of. And Shabbos, you can carry inside. You can carry inside the 4 wall, the 4 Torah HaPesachs. So Mechora, it's a Gemara Mefureshes. It's a Gemara Mefureshes against the Rambam.
What about the next one?
Against the Rambam.
Even though for some reason they put the
Mefer
Shas on the
Shas,
I don't get that.
No, because. One second. Yeah, and even though the Gemara says later on, Rabbi Yochanan says the Kalai Hitir of Loli Neshabbos, it's not because of that they think that a Shas of Pesach doesn't work for Shabbos. It's. The Gemara is Mefalto, maybe it was. Not the shear wasn't big enough, but in other words, the Gemara doesn't say it's because you do it before Ruchus. That's not the chisaron of why it doesn't work for Shabbos, even according to the opinion that it doesn't work for Shabbos. So it's mashma that in theory everyone would agree it should work, and there might be a technicality why it doesn't work over here. So lechora, you have a Gemara mefureshes against the Rambam. So the Mefarshim give 2 possible terutzim for the Rambam. If you look at Tosus, the Ritzva says.
You want to kind of quote that one in the Gemara?
One second. The Ritzva on the first wide line, the Farish, the Hakalo Ayri Bidal Gfanus. Fakhe Perusha, Kaki Kilin Shabbos, Mugu Foolish. Whereas the Pashachan, the Gemara means that the shame that they were matir, these 4 Suras HaPesas, like a line, they matir by Shabbos. He says, no. All the Gemara means to say is. And this is if the Rambam learns like this, it's perfect for the Rambam. This is exactly the Rambam Shita, what the Ritzvah say. Is Kederach Sheitinu B'Kelayim by 4, because by 4, by Kelayim, there's no din of 4, it's a din of 1, 1, 1, 1. You have to, right? Each one you're breaking off from another plant. There's a plant here. So by Shabbos, It's not the same case. By Shabbos, it means just like they were matir by Kalayim in this configuration, so too they're matir in Shabbos, where Shaykh to be matir in Shabbos. Namely, when there are two full walls, and now you want to make a tzuras Pesach on wall three and wall four, then it works. That's how the Ritzvah learns Pshat in the Gemara. It's not that Keder Shekiru for tzuras Pesach by Kalayim, as they were matir for tzuras Pesach on Shabbos, but rather Kishayim that they were matir tzuras Pesach on Kalayim. Because by Tzuras HaPesach HaKalayim is only one Tzuras HaPesach, even though over here you made four, because those are four different plants that you wanted to block off. So each one is one Tzuras HaPesach. No din of four. It's a din of one, and then there was another one, but it's not a din b'taras four. It's a din b'taras one plus one, one, and another one, another one, another one. So all it means is, Kederach Shehitiru Le'inyan Kilayim at Tzuras HaPesach Kachitiru Le'inyan Shabbos. Namely, when you have two walls already, and you want your Tzuras HaPesach in wall three and wall four. And that's how the Ritzvah learned. That would work in perfect, that's so some of Farshim learned perfectly the Rambam. Or the other way you could learn, the other way that's pointed out, is the Rabbeinu Chananel's Pshat. You can look in the small letters of Rabbeinu Chananel, but now the interesting these days is they put a separate Sefer Rabbeinu Chananel, so you don't have to strain your eyes in the Rabbeinu Chananel on the side, and you get footnotes for the same price. So Rabbeinu Chananel has a totally different shot in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Chananel learns when they made the four things and they mat and put a zmor on top, that wasn't a tzuras HaPesach. Rabbeinu Chananel says, "Eilu kandezin kanim zeitzel zeh pachas v'gimel tefachim." What they did over there was they built four walls. It wasn't four tzuras HaPesach. It was four walls. In other words, and each wall had kanim within three tefachim, so it was lovered all over, lovered, and each wall also had a door in the wall. And in that doorway, there was a shiloh that there was a tzuras HaPesach in the doorway. But the basic wall was not a tzuras HaPesach, it was a wall. That's how Rabbeinu Chananel learned the Gemara. So Mamela, the Gemara never speaks about four tzuras HaPesach, speaking about four walls. The Gemara speaks about tzuras HaPesach later in the next line in the Gemara. Yeah, because the walls had doorways. And the doorways had Tzuras HaPesach. And then it was a question, did they make the Tzuras HaPesach in the doorway correct or not? But the etzem mechitzas were not mechitzas midin Tzuras HaPesach, they were mechitzas midin mechitzas mamish of the din of Lovin.
How did the Hemshah of the Gemara go? The Hemshah of the Gemara starts talking about how could be Tzuras HaPesach on that side, according to him, it doesn't do Tzuras HaPesach.
That's what I just answered. That each wall also had a doorway. And in the doorway, there was the doorway is a Tzuras HaPesach. So there, you had to make sure the doorway was proper. There was a discussion whether there was a proper Tzuras HaPesach in the doorway. No, then you don't have a Tzuras HaPesach by the whole Ruach. You have to have all the Ruach parts of Mechitza Mamish. Okay. Now, there's one other Indian that I want to discuss with you now, and that is the following. Tosfos on Daf Yud Aleph says the following. Page 3. Tosfos says the following kasha. We know that there's a din of Pasei Biros, which is a din d'oraisa. Right? If you have Pasei Biros, it means you have the on the four corners, you have these L-shaped walls, meaning 10 tefachim high, and an amma out in each direction, or tefach, depending upon Sukkot, Shabbos, right, the L-shaped surrounding. So you have two here and two here, and you have the four L-shaped. So that's matir to carry within that area, right? And if you zorak l'soko from Rishus HaRabim, Yechayiv Skila, it's a real Rishus HaYachid D'Oraisa through Pasei Biros. And then, that's what they used to use for the camels. When they used to feed the camels, they used to have it. In other words, it's a din d'oraisa, but they only used it l'maisa for the Olei Regolim. But the Olei Regolim used to take their camels. The camels were thirsty, so they would have wells in the Rishus HaRabim, and they would get the waters out of the well, and they would feed the camels. So that's a problem that you're taking from Rishus HaYochid, the well, into Rishus HaRabim. So the Pasei Biros, so they use Pasei Biros to take care of it. So Tosus asked the Kasha, why did they use Pasei Biros? Wouldn't it have been just easier to just use four Tzuras HaPesachs? Pasei Biros has to be a big piece of wood, right? It has to be 10 tefachim high and then an amma wide in each direction, right? If you have Tzuras HaPesach, all you need is four poles that are mashable and string. So Tosus asked the Kasha, why in the world did they use Pasei Biros? They should have used Tzuras HaPesach. Fred Tosus, in Tomar, bottom Tosus on page 3. How will Mahani Tzuras HaPesach be called Dal Mechi? So Tosus clearly argues with the Rambam and the Rach and the Ritzvah. Tosus learns Kipchuto, that the Gemara was talking about four Tzuras HaPesach. So the Gemara was talking about four Tzuras HaPesach. So why did they use Pasei Biros? Wouldn't have been much easier to just use four Tzuras HaPesach? You wouldn't have a big piece of wood. A hammer is big. You have more pieces of wood high, much more. Just use four poles. And so Tosus gives two terutz. Two terutz he gives. One is a balabatisha teretz, a practical teretz, and one is a halachic teretz. Bo Marie, the future loyim, is kai kokabichum, also gambling shuddle. The first teretz is the camels will knock it down. How high is it going to be? The Tzuras HaPesach. The camels will not just knock it down. When you have Pasei Biros, you just need the four things and you just go through. There's nothing connecting the four things, right? So the camels will knock it down. That's the first teretz. And the second teretz is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. And that is the following. First wide line. Tosus is machadesh that if you have a shayara bibika, we'd say for example, you want to. Take an area in the field that no one lives there, in that area. And you want, for Shabbos, that area should be able to carry in that area. Because in the middle of the field, you're going to make four Tzuras HaPesach in the middle of the field, because on Shabbos, you want to be able to go to that area and carry. But no one lives in that field. There are no diurim in that field. So Tosus is a chadish, a tremendous chiddush, that even though I hold that Tzuras HaPesach works midalad rufus, that's only if the yurim kibuim in the dalad inside the area you want to be mocked. But if you don't have the yurim, it's just a bika, it's just a valley, and there's no one who lives there, then you can't make an erev. So say for example you want to go camping. And somehow you're going to be there on Shabbos. And you want to put up an Erev. And they're in the middle of the forest, put up an Erev. But Tosa says that no one lives there. No diurim there. Doesn't work. Can't have such an Erev. What's the lumbus? So the Levush, I didn't put this in the packet, but the Levush says that Tzuras HaPesach is a Pesach. So a Pesach, by definition, means there's the Urim inside using the Pesach. If there's no the Urim, it's not shy to speak about a Tzuras HaPesach. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. How many Urim do you need? He doesn't say. Say one deer. Pasha says one, even one deer.
Jews are going to be there in the forest.
No, so it means that somebody who, obviously there's always going to be someone there, or else there's nothing to talk about.
It can't.
One second. I'll give you a case where it came up, Shiloh. Marsha Kolo. Those are familiar with Kim Marsha. So the way they do it is they have you come into the camp, and that's the Kolo campus, the Lachon campus, whatever you call it. And then there's a road, and then there's the regular camp. So what was done in many years is they have three separate areas. The Kolo would have an area, the road would have an area, and the other main camp would have an area. So the question is, who says you can have an area for a road? There's no one who lives on the road. So that was the Shaila. That Lachora have an Erev just for the road, and that's, we'll see, Lachora is not a proper Erev, because there's no diurim in the road. No one lives in the road. If someone would live on the road, that would be different. But if no one lives on the road, then... Yeah. Let me show you this din. This Tosis is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Take a look. Take a look on page 15. Shin Samach Bei Yud. In also Tzuras HaPesach, Hafil Upirti Yashem Yeses Muta, Hafil Uno Atzal Ot Arba, from Deisim Barba, Ruchos also Tzuras HaPesach Bei Muta. Hani Mivi B'Chotzer Mavur. That's only by a Chotzer Mavur. So if you have a Chotzer, that there's a Pirtz in the Chotzer, or a Mavur, Sheikh Ben Diyur. People live there. Aval bebika lo mahani to shvil haruchos al yidei tzuras haPesach. And the post can point out that that's only if you're using it for ruchos. In other words, if the whole bika is, in other words, like the post is kasha. In other words, the post has only said it if you want to make your eruv from four tzuras haPesachs. And the whole area was made for Tzuras HaPesach, what Tosis says you can do, but not in a bikkur. Not in a bikkur. So this was the...
Why in a bikkur is not possible?
Because no one lives there.
What? Has a proof against the
Rambam? It's not a proof against the Rambam. I didn't say it was a proof against the Rambam.
I said that there is a proof of an obvious Rambam.
Tosis says that you can use the whole... Erev from Tzuras HaPesach. The Rambam says you can't, right? But even Tosis agrees that if you're going to do it in a bikkur where no one lives, then you can't do it.
So that's why they didn't use it in the Bamidbar?
That's why they made the Pasei Bira out.
Can't you question this idea?
You can question everything. The Tosis says.
So, I mean, there was no Yorim in the time of the Bamidbar? The town
of
desert.
What desert? Who's talking about the desert?
No, that's why they used the
passing
instead of the
Sotapeta
for 2 weeks.
That was the other one,
the
camel. Right. The second one was a camel. The
second reason because of this. Right. Okay, so that's the reason why you did not use it in the desert. The second reason also.
Yeah,
that's
two reasons.
According to the law, even by once, even if it was just. Not all four sides. Twice you have to use it. If it's in a place where there's no diurim, even on one side.
Right. Right. One could, you know, Rafa Pikin in Chabo El Hidusho.
What would Tosfos will say would be permissible then to have three, have like one wall and three tzuras haPesach?
Yeah. Or, yeah. And this is Beferish in the Tour. Take a look on page 14, Beferish in the Tour. Take a look at the Tour. He must have Tzuras HaPesach, Hafil Lulul Pirti Yesem, Yesem Mutter, because of Aram Mavachi, on the Ruval of Parts. Farid Pirish, Hafil Lulul Noatel, Arba Kundesim, Arba Ruchos, also Tzuras HaPesach, Hafil Lulul Shari. Hani Mil Bechotzer, Mavi, Shei Shom Ziyur. Aval v'bikra shabal asof hekev l'talta b'sochlo b'hani. V'davka, says the Torah, v'shekol arba haruchos al yidei tzuras haPesach. V'ha amin adol l'hani v'bikra. Aval haya hekev ki tikuno al shiyesh pirtso yosem b'yesem m'hani b'yei tzuras haPesach filum karetz m'ruba. So he says, it's only talking about, so he's saying a chiddush, that The only time that there's an Isser Bebikra is if the whole area is being surrounded by Tzuras HaPesach. But if it's not the whole area, even if it's Paretz Merubah, right? And Afal Pikein, there's still something there on the Ruchas, it's just Paretz Merubah. The din is that
what would you say?
The din is that you could be mocked.
The deal sounds like Paretz Merubah wouldn't work on that wall. Let's say make Tzuras HaPesach on that whole wall. It's not Pritz's Yesim.
Should have said bigger.
Why?
And Pashas is Dafsha Kol Arba Ruchas Tzuras HaPesach.
I'm saying what he says.
I mean,
Moya Akashi, Elishayish, Brooks says Yesim Yesim.
Okay, but I think it's usually more cow when you already have three walls and you want to say well, three walls and the fourth wall is told. I don't think so. So this bit is quoted in Shulchan Aruch that there has to be the Urim in the area. Rav Gorin.
How about in the desert? Aren't there the Urim?
Or
one of
the
people considered in camp? 600,000 people?
We're not talking about the desert. You brought in the desert. We're not talking about the desert. Only Regalim is not the desert. Only Regalim is in.
Why
the old Lady Golem.
Right.
Old Lady Golem was in
the
state?
Yes,
at the time of the right. Sorry. Okay. Rabbi Shlomo Goren in his Sefer Meshiv Milchama discusses by armies, by encampments of armies. And they're encamping in a certain place for Shabbos. And they needed an Erev to get the food from one place to the other. So here, they just the army's deciding to encamp in this area. So how can they make, do they want to make an Erev? Because it's against Tosfos, because the bigger you can't make an Erev. So the best answer would be so to make mechitzas with ropes and stuff like that, but maybe it's too hard. Etc. So he, Rav Gorin, wants to be Mechadesh the following Kiddush on page 25. It is Lahatzil as Torah Sa'irvin, the Tzuras HaPesach, the Sidro Tatava, the Sodha. We should not go at Kov, Nir Lachadesh Loma. So he wants to say like this. He wants to say, based on the Tosefta and Erevin. Echad Shayar v'Echad Machaneh. Man bein Shayar l'Machaneh. There's a difference between a Machaneh and a Shayar. What is a Shayar? A Shayar means you have a group of people, a caravan, and they're traveling together. Now every once in a while, they stop because they're tired. And then they go on. But the only reason they're stopping is they're not interested in being in a certain place. They're stopping because they're tired. Right? That's a shayar. A machane means that you're there temporarily, but you're there because you want to be there in this specific place. So the Tosefta says there's a difference between a shayara and a machane. Say you put up a mechitzas or whatever by a shayara, you have three, like the Mishnah has, the three ropes. If you have a Rishus Hayachid by the shayara, he says a shayara has the opposite gear. So the Rambam brings the gear of the Yerushalmi. That question is whether you need an Erev Chatzeros. Right? In other words, people are living there within the confines of the ropes, which is a mechitza. And there's a machana, or there's a shayara. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Erev in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel that by a machana you need an Erev Chatzeres, and by a shayara you don't. Because you only need an Erev Chatzeres when different people are living like an apartment building. I live in my apartment, you live in your apartment, and I want to carry from your apartment to my apartment, so you need an Eir Chatzeres. Because we're both the Yerim Kavuah. But by the Rambam holds, by Yeshayara, no one's Kavuah here. You're just resting to get on your way. So since you have to rest for Shabbos now. No one's a Dayar Kavuah. So since no one is a Dayar Kavuah, you don't need Eir Chatzeres. That's by a wat, a shayar, says the Rambam. But by a machaneh means, I want to be here for Shabbos. It's not just I'm stopping on the way. You know, we plan to be here for Shabbos because we want to be in the fresh air of the machaneh. So we're going to have an encampment for Shabbos. So there, the Rambam says, you need an Eir Chatzeres because you want to be there. Masha'en Kain, a shayara, you don't want to be there, you just happen to stop on the way. So that's what the Rambam says in Hilchas Erev Chatzeres. So Rav Goren wanted to use this to be Melamed Tzchus on the Erev in the Tzava. In the Tzava, they want to be here. I mean, they don't want to, but they're here not just as on a way to go someplace. They're here as an encampment. You have to encamp there. So maybe, even though that's not Kavua, but you see that it's a certain level of Kviyas, more so than the Shayara, so maybe when Tosis is saying it, he's only saying it by a Shayara, and not by... that would be a Nafkamina. If it was Pashupshat, we assume if you're not a Dior Kavua, whether it's a Machane or a Shayara, it shouldn't work. Right? Pashup says neither of them should work. So he's trying to find a Limud Chus. So he, in his Bikias, he came up with this distinction from Hilchas Erev Chatzeres, and he's borrowing it over here. Even though you could argue with the you know, that's this halakha, that's this, who says you have a right to borrow, but it's a Bikias, it's a harif, it's not a Bikias. Because the pashtus is, if you're making, what?
It ends up being a steer and sheet, but it's just around them whenever you share a knock, and it's being used through the Pesachs and all four walls.
Okay, but this is not totally half a lot, so. Yeah, and so that's his. And Rabbi Henkin, Rabbi Yehuda Herzl Henkin, many years ago wrote an article in Chumen about having a Suras HaPesach on the Kvish, on the road. And that's the discussion where he points out that probably just to have a Suras HaPesach just on a road is not a good Suras HaPesach, because there's no diurim there. If I'm not mistaken, some 20 years ago, I asked Rabbi David Feinstein, and he thought maybe if there's diurim on both sides of the road, so then when they're going from one side to the other, like that would be the Marashah Golo model, maybe that's not the same as the Bikka case. The Bikka case is just in the middle of nowhere where there's no diurim at all. But if they're basically diurim on one side and diurim on the other side, and the road is in the middle, bringing it from one side to the other, it doesn't necessarily, maybe that din of Tosis doesn't necessarily apply. And Rav Yehuda Herzl Henkin, in his article in Kuhlman, is done on this question about a road, whether a road is a, because Pashas, but I can hear either way. Of this halacha. Okay, so let's just review what we. Oh, one more thing. There's a machlokas, Chasam Sofer and Chazanish, which I neglected within the Shitas Harambam. You'll take a look. Chasam Sofer says, within the Shitas Harambam, if you put a Tzuras HaPesach in every 10 Amos, you put another separate Tzuras HaPesach, then you can be makif the whole area with just the Tzuras HaPesach. According to the Shitas HaRambam, which is with the Magen Mishnah. With the Magen Mishnah learns that the Rambam's objection to the Tzuras HaPesach is only if it's more than Esser. If it's less than Esser, then it could be even Parat Merubah La'amud, and it can even be nothing. So that's what the Chasam Sofer writes. Just make every 10 Amos, make it Tzuras HaPesach. That's clearly against Reb Chaim's Lamdas and clearly against the Mishkanos Yaakov, but it's with the Magen Mishnah's Mahalach. That the only thing the Rambam, in other words, Rambam held that Tzuras HaPesach is in Pesach, so Pesach is only Eser Amos. The only time you get a heter more than Eser Amos is if it's only Merubah Laparis. But in other words, the Rambam held that theoretically, Tzuras HaPesach could be a mechitza b'fnei atzmon. And you have to think about it. Maybe in light of the other Rambam, maybe this is a better pshat. I was just so enamored by the Reb Chaim and the Mishkanos Yaakov, I thought, but maybe I need to rethink. Maybe, and the Chazon Ish argues with this.
My mission meant that even if there's nothing, or if you had, you need something.
I don't know. Once you have,
it just says if there's paras meruba, right?
Yeah, but to me,
but for Yara, meaning it makes it a mechitza. In order, it undoes right. The paras meruba,
okay.
So then it's a mechitza.
Okay, maybe. You have to.
Pesach, so you can't have
okay, it could be. It could be. Yeah. Okay, could be. You need at least paras meruba, maybe. But yeah, and the Chazon Ish argued with that. He thought that. Putting every 10 wouldn't do anything. Okay, so let's just review what we discussed. We discussed the din of Tzuras HaPesach. We discussed the Prima Gadim Sofik that maybe only works with Rabbanan. Then we discussed the Kasha from Kelayim that you see it works by Daraisa. We said, as Rav Shechter pointed out, that they answer this question of Chaim's distinction between Tzuras HaPesach by Kelayim that's only Midin Hefsek, Mashenkin, by Shabbos, it's a din mechitza mamish. Then we discussed the Rambam Shita, that it only works by Pirtzi Yes and Yes, only if there's only the Merubah apart, you can't use the whole area. And then we discussed what's the din if it's a Pirtzi that's Esser, not a Pirtzi Yes and Yes, but just a Pirtzi of Esser. So the Magen Mishnah says that it would work even by Paritz Merubah, and the Mishkanos Yaakov says no, you have to have Omid Merubah ala Paritz, because that's the lumbus of the Chayim, is that the Rambam sheet is that it's not a mechitza. It's just a mitzaret. It's just a mitzaret. And then the Magen Mishnah says, but it can work for Ruach Shlishi and Ruach Ravi. Then we discussed, what about the Gemara? The Gemara says that it works for Dalad Rukos. So then we either have the Teretz of the Ritzvah, that the Gemara by Shabbos was only talking about Shnei Ruchos, or the Rabbeinu Hananel wasn't even talking about Tzuras HaPesach. The Tzuras HaPesach was only by the Pesach, but the rest of the Mechitza was a Mechitza Mamish. And then we discussed Tosis Kasha of how come you needed Pasei Biroz, why did they just have Tzuras HaPesach, either because they were afraid the Gemalim were going to knock it down, or because that you can't have Tzuras HaPesach if there's no Diurim. And that's brought in Shulchan Aruch. And then we discussed what's the story of an encampment between Mimachalik, between a Shayara and a Machaneh. And that was Rabbi Goren wanted to give a Limud Tzus for the army encampments that they put up at Tzuras HaPesach. Then we discussed what's the story of a Kvish. Could you put a Tzuras HaPesach just for that? There's no Diur, no one lives on the Kvish. So maybe you can't, if you're only encompassing a Kvish, maybe that's like a bicca, and that's what Rav Henkin discussed. Rav David Feinstein thought maybe if there's an encampment on one side of the kvish and another encampment on the other side of the kvish, even though no one lives on the kvish, maybe that's not called bicca. And that was the discussion. Bez Hashem tomorrow is a very fundamental shiur, Bez Hashem, about Asi Rabbi Mavan Lim Kitzur.
Is she Tarada?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, we'll have a minute in a minute.
What do you want to do tomorrow?